All right, guys, got to tell you about my computer career. Are you working in a job that you don't love? Do you have a boss that you don't really like? Are you not making enough money? Do something about it. Change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation, and you could be on your way to a new career in IT in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care. Helping people start an IT career from scratch is what they do. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And after you graduate, they're nice enough to help you find a job because they work with employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow veterans. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. You know it. Go do it. MyComputerCareer.edu.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Madison's in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, presented by Miller Lite and Coors Lite. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number two, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. Text the show, you know that. No Twitch today. Missed the first hour. A lot of good stuff. A lot of sportsy stuff, a lot of non-sportsy stuff as we count you down to Astros Game 5. We broke that down quite a bit. And I think we can all agree that none of us heard Aaron say anything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I didn't hear him.
Okay, all three of us had our headphones on, right? So, Aaron, I love you, but it's 3-1.
That's fine. And I understand.
Yeah, just so you know. Couple of things. Somebody says, thanks, Fred. Mental note not to bring my wife to the next road show. You're safe. That was someone I know, and it was a long time ago, back when he was handsome. And he didn't really like the guy either, so just, yeah. You don't have to worry about that. People make mistakes. They don't repeat them. It's like poker. You make a mistake in poker, you learn from it, you don't do it again. And somebody asked, when you guys are on location, can we go up and ask for a picture? When's a good time, during breaks or after the show? During breaks. If the headphones are off, come on up. Happy to do it. So,
Nick was taking pictures with the ladies earlier.
That's because the snipers love Nick.
Yeah. The dude's husband was like, hey, can you take a picture of Nick with my wife? It's like, oh, I guess so.
Horn or no horn?
No horn.
Okay.
No horn.
I'm just curious because that's how.
Beaumont ain't ready for that.
Probably not. In AJ's scenario, who at the station would go to prison the longest? The favorite would have to be Hoffman or Granato.
I'm trying to think who else.
Man, I was trying to think on the break if I've ever done anything that would. No. I mean, especially not since I turned 18. Because we were kind of juveniles, so we did a lot of stuff back then. But
you've never driven drunk?
I have driven drunk. Not in, what, 7 years?
Not in a while. I remember the episode that got you off of it.
And I learned my lesson.
What's the name of that bar we were at? Sherlock's?
It was Sherlock's. And yeah. I drank a bunch of, like, BBH. And I had no business being behind the wheel. And I remember driving home and waking up on 59 going 90 miles an hour and not being able to control the expedition. And when that happened, I'm like, okay, I'm never doing this again. And I haven't.
You have stuck to that.
I have never driven when I've had more than
a drink or two.
Two drinks, yeah. That's it.
And you're pretty good about that.
And
now.
I will not, because that I had no business being alive. It was dumb. Listen, I don't pretend that I've done everything right, but I try to learn from the dumb crap I do.
Yeah, I had a run in my early years where I wasn't the best law follower. So it probably, Granato's been alive longer than me. So maybe, I don't know what Lance is into. I don't know what kind of shady stuff he's into.
It wouldn't surprise me if he's like some criminal mastermind and we don't know it.
Yeah.
Like he's got some big thing going on because he's scary. Kim tweeted out, she's drinking Crawford Box. Crawford Box listening to us. That's awesome.
How's your betting been during football season?
I'm up for the season pretty good, and I've also, mainly because some of the stuff that I don't publish, like I'll just give people the hockey picks and the CFL picks. I'm killing it on that. I'm about 55% on NFL and about 68% on college so far. So I'm having a
68.
Yeah, I'm having a really good season.
Good for you.
Just on college, not total.
Yeah, I'm doing really well in the NFL, and about 60%. And in college, I'm at just under 51%. But I want you, I don't know how many. Let me. I can tell you exactly how many games I've bet this year. Because that's the great thing about pregame.
Yeah,
is it just tracks it all for me.
Yeah.
So 119 games I've bet in football, and that number is my college number.
Oof. Yeah.
That number is my NFL number. Can you tell me the difference between those two numbers?
$3.
The green number is $3 bigger than the red number, which means in 119 games that I've bet, and I've spent countless hours handicapping, crunching numbers, checking different books to get the right lines. I've made $3 betting sports during football season.
I was up $800 before last week, and last week was a 2-4 week.
Okay.
And I missed my 3-star play, so it's probably around 5 now. But that's, you know, to me, that's pretty good for this point of the season because I tend to get better as the year goes on, at least historically.
I typically do better in college football than the NFL.
Yeah.
So for me to be hitting 60% in the NFL, I'm like, oh, that's great. But, of course, I'm having a horrible college football season. And it was bad again last night. I missed both plays on that Louisiana Lafayette game, who – that not only did their offense not get going, their defense didn't suck enough. So it just didn't go my way.
Deacon says my money's on Booker T going to prison the longest.
You think so?
Hasn't he already
been?
That's
pretty racist.
He's already been though, hadn't he? Wasn't that like part of his deal? Yeah, he talks about it all the time on air.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I somebody says ever feel like you study too much and convince yourself out of the obvious bet. That is, when I'm not doing well, I overthink the hell out of it. And I'll question everything. And that tends to make things worse.
There you go, Fred. Here's you. Through 34 games, you were plus $780.
Okay.
Much better than me.
It's early. You'll catch up.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having, like I said, I'm having a pretty good season. And like you, I hate when I have a bad week because people are paying for those picks.
Yeah.
And it really is something that bothers the crap out of me if people lose money on me. I hate that. So that's why, no matter how bad things go, you're never going to feel as bad about it as I do.
Yeah.
So
because not only am I losing money on those picks.
You're losing money.
Yeah, I know that people are paying me to.
Yeah. People are paying us to lose money on these picks, and that sucks.
That's the worst.
Fred and AJ, listen to you guys on the app right now in Sweden. It's midnight here, but wanted to get some insight on some bets. Made 1K so far on my bookie and started 2 weeks ago on it. Nice. Well done,
there
sir.
There you go.
You know what?
I haven't been following my college football plays.
Well, there's a couple college plays that I love this weekend and that are part of the pregame package. I'll give you guys one when we come back. So,
I mean, I can give you one, but I don't know if you want to do anything with it. Well, that's your call.
Okay.
Your call, America.
AJ, I need your luck with my picks this week. Fred's luck didn't work last time. Got a 17 parlay with points.
I can't help you, dude.
Yeah, dude.
If you're playing 17 parlays,
the luck is all.
Luck is all you're hoping for, and I don't have that kind of luck.
Yeah, nope. Yeah, that's not something that. You know what? I tell you what, when you lose and your credit card bills are too high, I want you to go to Lightstream. That's going to fix it for you. Because here's the thing, if you want less stress in your life, take those high-interest credit card bills and go get a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, and your credit cards are at least 20% in most cases. Some of them are much higher. Well, if you've got good credit, you deserve a better loan experience. That's what they deliver. Your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, yours isn't going to budge. The online application is quick and easy. You can apply right from your phone. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. How about that? Just for the Blitzers, if you apply now, you're going to get a special interest rate discount on top of what they're offering. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. And you can save hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars, depending on how much you have on your credit cards. It is subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
I got a brand new heart, and every day I get a brand new start.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. And listen, if you don't know what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance, you need to figure it out, first of all. And if you do, why not check and see if you could be saving money? Because it's possible you could be saving money. We've had some people save over $4,000 on their homeowner's insurance. That's annually. The average customer saving over $870 on their home insurance, and it's so simple. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage in 15 seconds or less, and no need to wait around for your renewal because they're going to take care of the back end. You can just sit back and start saving money. Guys, why wouldn't you do this? Why wouldn't you check to see if you could be saving money on your homeowner's insurance? It's something you don't think about very often, but that's a good amount of money you could be leaving on the table. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Madison's in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. Shout out to Joey who brought his son here. They listen to us every day.
Yeah.
So that was very cool. Somebody says done a lot of stuff that would send me to hell, not jail. Yeah, that's pretty much where I would come down if I believed in hell. So there is that. Somebody said I'm hitting the under on the Patriots game. I think that's a side I would be on.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Patriots, and I like the under. So I just don't think the Giants have scored 11 touchdowns this year. Six of them have been accounted for by either Evan Ingram, Saquon Barkley, Wayne Gallman, or Sterling Shepard.
They're all dead tonight.
They're all out tonight. One of the other five is by some running back who's since been cut from the team. The other ones, I think, are Daniel Jones. So, yeah. I mean, it is.
Yeah. I think it's other one, right?
And Daniel Jones again, or not Daniel Jones, Bill Belichick against quarterbacks, young quarterback, under 25, he just doesn't lose. I mean, he is going to. And we talk about this a lot with the desire to get margin. And in the NFL, specifically on Thursday nights, sometimes it's hard to play big favorites because the desire to get margin isn't there. Bill Belichick he's like the exception to almost every gambling rule in the NFL because what he cares about most is execution. He wants to see every play done to perfection. He's not worried about what's happening next week. He's not worried about what's going to happen in the fourth quarter. He wants every play that he calls to be run perfectly, which makes sense. And they've had a lot of success with that. And if they're playing a bad team, that leads to running up the score. So I anything 17 and under, I would like the Patriots under 43. I like that because I really don't see the Giants scoring points in this game. It depends on what number you got with the Jets, but the Patriots have been an under team every single week of the season. And
well, that's because
the market's not adjusting.
Well, they're a defensive team right now.
They're a defensive juggernaut. They're probably the best defensive team in the NFL. And they're not really that good on offense, which is kind of weird to say, but the advanced stats say that they're not an explosive offense. So to me, weather, which it's supposed to be raining tonight, It's an under game for sure. And if I'm not crazy about, you know me, I'm not crazy about laying huge numbers in the NFL.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the only way you can play this game. If you're taking the Giants, man, you're a bold dude, because I just don't see how it happens.
Yeah, and now to be fair, the Patriots have been putting up really good defensive numbers against really bad offenses. Well, guess what the Giants are?
Right, yeah,
exactly.
They're a horrible offense.
Yeah, so I think you're on the right side of that. And Lamont asked about there was a gambling website structured like the stock market. I remember that the guy was actually from Houston who did it, and we had him on the show. This was before you. This was Matt and I. But I remember what he's talking about. It was like it was kind of a way around the law but I don't remember exactly how it worked. But I do know what you're talking about, Lamont. I just don't remember because I'm old and I drink an awful lot. All right, 713-780-3776. So we talked about some college games this weekend. And if I lose this one, then it's going to hurt. I freaking love Memphis -6 at Temple.
I'm not on the other side, but the other side was one of my last cuts. And if I was feeling
five and a half now,
I felt any kind of confidence in my college football right now, Temple would have been a play for me.
Well, I feel good that was going to be your play because you're doing so poorly.
Well, there you go.
Because Temple's good at home, and they play pretty good defense. But Memphis plays really good defense, and they can run the ball, and they can score. I mean, I think that – and they get better each week. And I think Temple's pretty limited in what they can do, and especially stopping the run. And Memphis can run the football. I think they go in there. Now, it depends on the weather. I do think you're going to have bad weather in Philly, but I like that one a lot. That's one of my big plays this week. Let's see if I can remember what the other ones were, that's the other thing, too. I do them all yesterday, and then I have to go back and look and say, oh, yeah, that's right. I like that one, too.
Yeah, I'll give you a play I like. It's Kent State. And Kent State is -14 on the road at Akron. Akron, who found a way to lose to UMass, who is the worst college football team I've ever seen. They've got like 40 scholarship players. You're supposed to have 80 something. They've got 40 something. I mean, it's a joke of a team that UMass is running out there every week. Akron lost to that team.
And both these teams, you've been able to just fade every week for the most part.
But Kent State's coming off a really ugly performance. They got blown out by Wisconsin. So Kent State's 2-3 right now. Their three losses are at Arizona State, at Auburn, and at Wisconsin. Now, mind you, their wins are Kennesaw State in overtime, which isn't a good data point, and a blowout win against Bowling Green. But Akron they're the closest thing to Bowling Green that they're going to play. That's a really bad team, and I'm only given two touchdowns. I'll give those two touchdowns with Kent State.
A
Kent State team that scored 0 points last week. That's how bad I think Akron is.
Yeah, I actually that was one of my last cuts.
Okay,
so I'm with you on that.
Well, that makes me feel good. Maybe I'm going to catch some of your good juju.
Well, that's the thing that I'm looking at now with a lot of these, especially you start looking at Sun Belt and MAC teams. That now they're getting into conference, and a lot of them may not have great records, but they've all they've played Auburn in Wisconsin. There's a few teams like that, and you can get a lot of value because you look at the scores and it's like, well, they got blown out. Well, they were supposed to get blown out, and now they're playing a team that they should handle pretty easily.
Well, Akron's lost by an average. They're 0-5. They've lost by an average of 22 points per game. Not going well for them. And you would say, well, but they're at home. They lost by 28 points to Troy at home. This is a really, really bad team.
And Troy is not good.
No,
Troy's a mess. I've lost money on them a couple times this year. So 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. And
Troy has two wins. One of them is the aforementioned win against Akron. The other one is against the Campbell Fighting Camels, who are a team that I was actually on a couple times in basketball last season, but they don't play big boy football.
Right.
So.
Right. and they The one time I bet Troy was against Southern Miss where I thought, okay, they got this. No, they didn't got that.
Nope.
A couple other games. I like BYU a lot this week, and I like Mississippi State against Tennessee.
So, boy, me and you, we're very different this week. I actually like Tennessee. I think Mississippi State is struggling right now, and Tennessee's been looking more and more like maybe they've got something. BYU's playing.
Mississippi State's coming off a bye, which I like, off a tough game at Auburn. And Tennessee's coming off that beating against Georgia.
Yeah.
They hung around for a half and then got beat down. I don't think the turnaround starts for Tennessee anytime soon. So I feel good that you're on the other side. Usually I like it when you like them.
You're fading me right now.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah, no, that's believe me, there's times when you should do that to me.
And I've mentioned I like LSU this weekend.
I like LSU a lot, too.
I think they dog stomped that Florida team. I just think that team – Florida's been a lamb killer all year, and – they haven't seen an offense like what they're going to see. They haven't seen the pacing like what they're going to see from LSU.
And they're not a team that's going to be able to come back. And their quarterback's beat up.
Yeah. It's just a really bad situation for them.
And a lot of people ask me about UH. I kind of like the situation UH is in. I'm not playing it. But coming off a bye week, they've had another week for Clayton Tune to get reps with the ones. Cincinnati's coming off a huge win, huge emotional win over UCF, where they rushed the field and everything else. I think that's a game where it's a good spot for UH to cover. I think Cincinnati wins.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. And if you have shopped for electricity rates lately, you know, it ain't fun. It ain't fun at all. Tri-Eagle, they try to make it simple, though. They're born and raised in Texas company that provides simple fixed rates. And you can lock your rate in for 12, 24, 36 months. You don't get any of the rate hikes. And there's no hidden fees. You'll pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you end up using. It's an easy, fast sign-up process. No gimmicks, no surprises on your bill. And you're going to receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for what your bill is going to be before it even hits the mail. Guys, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no extra charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. And they've got a discount for our listeners. Simply use the promo code ESPN when you sign up, and you say you're going to save on their already great rates. What are you waiting for? 877-93-EAGLE or TryEagleEnergy.com. That's TryEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064. You don't gotta be perfect, you just gotta be worthy. Buy this and that, baby girl, you'll never have the worthy. Time and pressure. I heard it. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, are you losing your hair? Are you ready to change your life? I guarantee you, I was losing mine. I was down to almost nothing, and I was like, man, I need to just give up and shave it. And I didn't like the way I knew I wasn't going to look good bald, but I really didn't have a choice. But I looked at some other stuff. I looked at, like, hair plugs and things like that, and it just didn't feel right. And so right when I'm ready to give up, I meet Dr. Linville. And he introduced me to this neograft surgery that he does, where basically they take the hair off the back of your head and put it to wherever you're thinning, and it's your hair. They can even redraw your hairline. And I did it, and I'll tell you what, it is life-changing. It's growing out nice. It's really about a month away from looking normal, and it's just amazing the difference that it makes. You have more confidence. You feel better. You look better. And if you are one of those guys that had the really stringy nothing hair, you're going to look better if you get it done. And how about this? If you go right now, he's going to give you a free consultation. Go to 975hair.com and find out what it's about. If you're just curious, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com, set up your free consultation, talk to him. Guess what? He understands because he had it done too, and his hair looks fantastic. 975hair.com, free consultation for Blitzers. 975hair.com, get your hair back.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Madison's in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live from Madison's in Beaumont. Get out here, watch the game tonight. And joining us now, as he does every week from my bookie, Rafael Esparza. You can follow him on Twitter at VSI Doc Sports. Rafael, how are you, my friend?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
No, we're fantastic. We're just hanging out here in Beaumont. So before we get to the game tonight, do you have any thoughts on the Astros and the Rays? I have been telling every Astros fan to take the Rays at a plus number so they won't feel so bad if they lose.
Take the money line, Tampa Bay and the New York Giants tonight, and you can sit pretty at both of those teams. I don't think that's going to happen, but I mean, if Houston loses tonight, over us handicappers or odds makers over at my bookie, you're going to take the World Series off because we're going to win no matter what. The Dodgers are out, and if you're going to tell me the Houston Astros could be out tonight, we'll be sitting pretty with a nice chunk of change in our side pockets.
Speaking of that Giants game, it's 17 now, I guess. Where do you come down on that? What do you think about the total, which is something we've been talking about for the last couple segments?
I mean, it's because there's some weather that it could be affecting the game. I mean, it opened up at 46.5. It was 41. Now it's been bet up a little bit. I just don't know who the Giants are going to throw to. I was trying to do research on these wide receivers, and some of these wide receivers that are playing tonight, I think, are on the same list as the XFL wide receivers that could be drafted in 2 weeks. I have no idea who the Giants are going to throw to or run to. New England should easily win this game tonight.
Get to the college football on Saturday. Some pretty good rivalry games. Oklahoma, Texas, the Sooners minus 10.5. We know what Tom Herman usually does as an underdog. How do you see this one?
Yeah, this one's iffy. If Texas plays like they did against LSU, I think Oklahoma's passing and running game is the part to what LSU did. If that's the case, then we could see an ugly game. If not, if Texas can run the ball and keep that Oklahoma offense on the sidelines, then I think it's going to be a close battle. I'm going to wait to see. I've been telling bettors, wait to see what the Oklahoma bettors do. If they move it up to 11, I think jump on Texas.
LSU, you mentioned them playing Florida in Baton Rouge this week, 13.5, the number. Florida coming off the big win at Auburn. How do you see that one?
Yeah, I'm not. So, I mean, if LSU blows up Florida, then I'll buy some LSU stock. I'm not buying stock yet because they play Northwestern State, Georgia Southern, Utah State. Yeah, they play Texas. But let's say if Oklahoma wipes out Texas early in the early afternoon, then that game doesn't really mean that much for LSU. I think that's a bad win for them. I kind of like Florida. Give me the plus 13.5. I think they keep it close. I think LSU wins by 6 points or less.
And one more before we let you go, a big game for the Texans this week in Kansas City. Chiefs right now holding about 4.5. Your thoughts on that one?
It all depends on the health of the MVP quarterback from Kansas City. If he's not 100%, then I think that Houston defense is going to make him pay, which I'm sold on how much the Houston defense is improving week after week. They're a tough out. I would not be shocked if Houston steals this game. And if they do, Kansas City must be jumping on the phone lines to try to get Ramsey from Jacksonville over there because their defense is probably the main reason why they're going to lose this game.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza. You follow him on Twitter at VSI Doc Sports. Rafael, appreciate the time, sir. We will talk to you again next week.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. All right, we're going to give something away at 5:40. The cigar-smoking, scotch-drinking funny man, Ron White, is coming to the Smart Financial Center on May 15th, 2020. We'll take callers 10 and 15. You're both going to win, and not until 5:40. 713-780-3776. You're going to get a pair of tickets to see this Grammy-nominated comedian who puts on a hilarious stand-up routine you have to hear to believe. Tickets are on sale Friday at LiveNation.com. And somebody was asking earlier what I think of Ron White. My wife loves him, which I find interesting because I kind of think he and I have very similar personalities, and she doesn't like me. So I don't get
it.
Doesn't
make sense.
Yeah, But no, I think he's pretty funny. He kind of strikes me as one of our kind of degenerates. And he still has one of my favorite lines, which I've thrown at her a few times, when she says I drink too much. And I go, oh, you drink just enough, huh? So, hey, it doesn't work, but hey, I like it. All right. So, yeah, he's on Florida. I don't see it, man. I think Bengal Tiger is going to wreck some Gator ass. I really do.
I think so, too. I think it's a really good spot for LSU here.
And I don't think if Texas gets blown out by Oklahoma, it downplays going into Austin and beating a really good Texas team. I don't know that there's necessarily a correlation there. And I don't think it's going to happen anyway. I think Texas is going to keep that game pretty close. So, but you know what? That's okay. That's why we gamble. That's why we have different opinions, which is all right. Everybody is and I try to tell people, try to get as much information as you can. And maybe it'll talk you off of something. And that's okay. And maybe it'll talk you into something. And You know, more often than not, like I'll be leaning a certain direction, and if we have Brad and Raphael and AJ all are kind of like all over it, if one of them's all over it and everybody else is leaning the same way. So Cincinnati last week's a perfect example. I wasn't going to play that game. I was on the fence about it. I like Cincinnati. Liked them, didn't love them, but you loved them. Brad loved them. And I'm like, okay, if those guys like it that much and I'm leaning that way, I'm going to bet it. Boom, done. Sometimes that's what you do. And then sometimes if everybody hates what you like, maybe you back off a little bit.
See, you went with me last week. It worked out.
Well, it wasn't just you. I don't want to give you too much credit.
If it would have been just me, you would have gone the other way.
No, actually, if it had been just you, that you weren't sucking that bad at that point. So, no, if it had been just you, I was already leaning that way.
Okay.
So it would have tipped me over. But when it was you and Brad, I doubled the bet.
All right.
So, yeah, it turned out pretty well. But the rest of my weekend didn't go very well. So we'll see. I mean, I had a real good stretch going. I went 5-0 the week before and had won like my last three before this. I had like an 8-0 stretch before 2-4 last week. So I'm not feeling too bad right now. I think we'll bounce back. We shall see. All right. Well, gosh, I didn't realize that we only have one segment left.
One segment left in Beaumont this month.
Well, you know what? Can we do the gem of the day now so we can just talk about the game in the last segment? Is that okay? All right.
We've talked about the game.
I know, but people are tuning in to hear the game.
Thought we were going to talk about more animal sex.
All right, we'll do that then. Fine. But let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. Let's see if I can find animal sex on there.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
See, I had all these. Like, I have people fantasizing about cartoon characters for sex. That's my kind of story, right? I had another cruise ship idiot drinking 15 margaritas and falling four stories. But here's my favorite. $3,000 for a pair of Nike sneakers.
Okay. Did Raheel cop them? That's what the kids say.
I don't know.
Barry or Raheel?
I don't know that.
Cop those new kicks.
Either of those guys would put up $3,000 for these. But they're very special shoes. They sold out. They made less than 24 pairs of them. They're called the Jesus shoes.
Ooh, not the Yeezus.
No, Jesus.
Gotcha.
With a capital J.
Okay.
Not infant Jesus. Real Jesus. That goes back to when I was on with Barry. Basically, the sneakers are filled with holy water, blessed by a priest.
Oh.
And they injected colored holy water from the Jordan River into the inflated section of the shoes. Each one features a Bible verse on the design and have frankincense-scented soles. They wanted to do
this. Are these the Tebows, the new Tebows?
No, they're just called the Jesus shoes.
Oh.
So they made less than 24, and they sold them all out in a matter of minutes.
Yeah. Maybe make more than 24.
Do you know how hard it is to get a priest to bless shoes?
It can't be that hard.
Apparently it was.
Don't they just do the thing with their hand?
It's in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Et cum spiritae de spiritus sanctum. Amen. I'll do it for them. What the hell? Dude, I think they're onto something here. Maybe we should make our own Jesus shoes. And we get holy water from the Trinity River.
Because Holy Trinity.
Yes. Yeah, I see what I did going there?
Yeah, yeah.
I bless it. We put our own little Bible verse.
We have the Pope's blessing.
The Pope's blessing. That's even
better. That's better than a priest blessing it. Yeah. We have the Pope's blessing it.
Okay, can you guys do the Latin?
Okay. All you got to do is just do the little hand thing.
You got to throw the Latin in there, man. Come on. Didn't you watch Monty Python?
Yeah, but times have changed since then.
Okay. So. All right. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I a potential Gem of the Day story, too.
Yeah?
That did involve animal sex.
Well,
or at least attempted animal sex.
Why didn't you say so? Is it attempts by the animal or attempt?
Well, we'll
do that when we come back.
We'll do it on the other side, yeah.
Jesse asks, is there a Fred Fowler hockey guarantee? Not a guarantee, but I do.
You can play the game as if the puck's already been scored.
Well, the puck is going to drop here pretty soon. So over on New Jersey and Edmonton tonight. New Jersey's on the back end of a back-to-back. Got shut out by my goalie playing you this week, by the way.
My goalie play is so horrible.
They'll score more goals, and Edmonton will score a lot because New Jersey's going to be tired on the back end. 6.5 is the number. Feel really good about this is one where I'm taking a little bit of a swing. So
you're running over it with a Zamboni.
But that's like really slow.
Yeah, but heavy.
Yeah, that's true. All right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about my good friends over at Top Brass Military and Tactical. If you are a general outdoorsman, police, security guard, military fanatic, or you're active duty military, they have got you covered on all your gear. And I went in there just looking for some old uniform stuff. They've got everything. They had my unit's flag there, which I ended up getting hanging up at my house. Just a bunch of really cool military type stuff. But they've got practical stuff as well. If you're looking for holsters, military boots, bulletproof vests, jackets, helmets, tasers, pepper spray, they have it all. And on top of that, they've got great brands: 5.11, Under Armour, Yeti, Pelican, Condor, Gerber, TruSpec, and more. Guys, if you're into any of that stuff, outdoor stuff, they've got all the latest and greatest in sleeping bags. They've got it all. Go check them out, guys. Two locations to choose from. They are at 2500 North Freeway and 11941 Southwest Freeway in Stafford. Come check them out today. Tell them AJ sent you. That's Top Brass Military and Tactical. Find out more at topbrassmilitary.com.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Madison's in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go here at Madison's in Beaumont. Come on out, watch the game tonight. I'm sure they'll have a football game on, too, because they got plenty of TVs. They even got TVs at every little table. How cool
is
that?
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah, they got you covered.
So let's go to New Jersey, which is the Florida of New Jersey.
Yeah, pretty much.
A 31-year-old man is in jail. He sent emails and letters to several local farmers requesting to have sex with their farm animals. Now, as any responsible farm animal owner would do, they all said, no, you cannot have sex with my animals.
Or maybe they said, nay.
Nay.
No? Okay.
Well, this goated the man into some really poor behavior.
I feel so sheepish.
When he was rejected, he began harassing the residents. And he left metal tire deflation devices in their driveways. Richard Decker, do you think if you're arrested for something like that, you go on the sex offender registry? Like,
you should.
You should, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I've seen that episode of Law & Order Special Victims yet, but I'm pretty sure you would go on the sex offender.
He was arrested. He's facing 22 indictable offenses in addition to several disorderly persons offenses, stemming from incidents in multiple jurisdictions, several different counties. The incidents date back to August of 2018 and continued through October, the beginning of this October. Basically, they were clearly convinced that he should be detained, and they were not certain that any release conditions that would ensure the safety of the public. So this guy's like, they're looking at him as like a real bad guy.
He's a serial animal rapist, is what you're saying.
Yes. In my view, there's a pattern of unlawful conduct that presents a danger to the community in the actions of Richard Decker. He was contacting horse stables and horse boarding facilities via email or letter requesting to have a sexual relationship with their animals, specifically cows and or horses. And or is really inappropriate because imagine you have sex with a cow. And then the horse is watching, and then you're like, your next horse. I mean, that's just so wrong.
I wonder why. I wonder if they're interviewing the horse and they say, "How many times did it happen?" And he goes, "Just ask." Okay, that was awful.
I think this guy should pack up and move.
Oh, God.
When rejected, he would leave harassing messages with the property owners, leave negative reviews of the facility online, bad Yelp review. They're not very friendly. Would not let me have any relations with their animals. Horrible, horrible conditions. And he would go and leave handmade metal tire deflation devices in the driveways. Many vehicles have damage due to the spikes. Devices found in his bedroom included two arrows with attached explosives and flash powder, along with ferric oxide and magnesium.
Ferric. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he's not allowed around animals. He'd also manufactured a .22 caliber firearm without being registered or licensed to do so. So this is all around. He's what we call a menace. So bad guy, still in jail. He's expected to return to court on November 4th. At least six flat tires.
Jeez.
That's from one family. So not good.
See, and just because Lawrence.
But let that be a warning to you if somebody emails you asking about that.
Yeah, that's.
Maybe really think it through before you make a decision.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't just
insta no. Like, oh, you want to. No, absolutely not. That's going to get you in trouble. Just say, hey, maybe I'll think about it. I'll get back to you. And then never get back to him.
Don't be a cow pimp, though.
No.
That wouldn't be cool. But. Yeah, I'm not going to go for the easy Aggie joke here or the animal husbandry joke. I'm not going to do it out of respect for Lauren Pope. So there. No,
thank you.
Yeah, because that would be just too easy, and nobody wants to do that. All right, so hope everybody enjoys the game tonight. And you know, wherever you are, have a few drinks, have fun, be loud, and hopefully we'll have good things to talk about tomorrow. And if not, hopefully you took my advice and you'll have a bunch of extra money in your MyBookie account. And then you'll be like, you know what?
Thanks, not so Fred. Bad.
Thanks, Fred. I know it sucks. I'm depressed and my team lost.
But I made $250.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go out and buy a small child with that. Or a cow. Not me. I'm just saying you could buy whatever you want with that.
Ooh, I thought you were going back to if we knew everything that you did.
No. Definitely not. Although there was that one time in Thailand.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll be back tomorrow in Houston. And until then, stay sporty, bitches. But you know what? If you haven't made that bet yet, you still got time. Only a few minutes, though. Go to mybookie.ag and lock in. You can bet on the Rays to beat the Astros. You can bet on the Astros to beat the Rays. You can get in on the Giants game. You can get in on the college football. Anything that's happening this weekend, you want to get in on that hockey play I gave you, this is a place to do it, mybookie.ag. Cool thing is, if you miss the start of the game, you can still get in. Because they've got in-game betting, and I mentioned this early in the show. I might have gotten going in-game with hockey last night and doing some damage. Well, you can do the same thing with the Astros tonight. You can do it with the NFL. It's all at mybookie.ag. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit. You've got all sorts of first deposit options on there for you. Check them all out. Find the one that's best for you. But use promo code RADIO because that's what's going to help you get it. Promo code RADIO, you're going to get an exclusive double your money offer at mybookie.ag. Promo code RADIO. And the best thing is if you win, you're going to get paid. Because a lot of these sites, man, part of the gamble is putting your money in. Not with MyBookie. They pay you faster than anybody else. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.